One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hi.
Hi, Desi.
I had See's Candy website open on my tabs. I was like, oh, that's not a story.
Are you sure?
That was just for my own.
Did you order something?
No, I was trying to find that candy I liked. They gave me a sample. You know when you kind of like hovering around because you're like, I didn't get my sample. Did they see me?
Right.
You want your sample when you go into See's, you know?
Yeah.
And they gave me the sample. Butterscotch square, but it was more like a brown sugar filling that it had like a little crunch to it. It was really delicious. So I highly recommend that. Now here's an awkward segue. Our top story this week, no surprise here, Sean Diddy Combs had his house raided, two houses, mm-hmm. one in LA, one in Miami. They were raided by Homeland Security. Federal agents were down. This was pretty shocking when I saw the headline. I mean, not shocking in the regard that it's like him. We all know things have been brewing with him for a while. But it was pretty crazy. So they executed searches of these properties. Guns were found. Phones were seized at an airport as part of this warrant that was issued by the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. And he's been kind of having troubles for a while now. We probably talked about this lawsuit,
with
singer
Cassie,
who I think they settled. Out of court?
They did settle, and it was a very quick settlement, but we saw the lawsuit that she filed, and it was, these details were horrific.
Right. And they were a couple at some point?
Yeah.
It was, okay. So
it was awful.
It was awful. That broke back in late 2023. As Rachel said, we did see a lot of the details about what her accusations against him were. They did settle out of court, so we don't know. I don't think we know any details regarding that. But she's not the first or probably the last woman to be making these kind of claims about him.
There's even some men who are making claims about him.
Yes. I did read the whole or a huge chunk of the whatever. What's it called? Where they list all the different, the witnesses. Like they had detailed stuff.
Wait, what? Recently?
Yeah. The thing that just came out with that guy Jones, I think his name is.
I haven't seen anything.
So whatever.
I totally took like a day off and now I feel like I missed everything.
Yeah. So whatever the warrant, I think it has a lot of the evidence in it, accusations and stuff like that. So
this is because charges have not been filed against him yet, but they had enough evidence to get the search warrant.
Obviously, yeah, you don't get a search warrant like that.
Homeland Security.
Without having some pretty major backed up, like they had some receipts clearly.
And Homeland Security wouldn't be used unless sex trafficking was involved.
Right. So that is sort of the major sort of big, huge charge here, or like whatever's listed in the warrant, is accusations of sex trafficking. I'm sorry, Cassie said in her, some of the things she talked about in her complaints, in addition to like the personal stuff between her, was these things that were happening at these freak-off parties that he has, which I guess are celebrity-filled kind of like anything goes parties.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about these parties before this period?
No. Not okay. In the way Cassie described them.
So, I mean, it's pretty wild stuff. I have to say I was definitely looking into things as much as possible. We've talked a bit about him in our Shine episode, I guess. So we will keep our eyes out on this because it's looking pretty bad. People definitely are going off on some wild
theories
and tangents. It's kind of replacing Kate Middleton almost. Like, people were ramped up to go. I mean, I was going down a rabbit hole of Kim Porter type stuff. I mean, obviously none of this is factual.
It's all conspiracy
theories. But at this point, who knows? Like, this guy seems...
But I believe Cassie.
I do too. And I believe the other people too.
Of course, when her statement came out, it was like horrific and awful. And I believe her and I love her.
So the other big true crime related story that came out just a few hours ago is Gypsy Rose Blanchard has separated from her husband of 3 months. This is the guy who she met in prison, I guess. They started talking in prison.
Yeah.
And then they got married when she was released. And
I thought they got married before she was released.
Did they?
Yes.
Well, they've only been married 3 months. That seems like about...
Well, regardless, it's very quick.
It's not that shocking because, you know, they probably should have waited a little bit because things change when you get out, you know? The relationship definitely started while she was in prison, whether they were married or not. And it's definitely like probably a big, huge period of adjustment. Difficult for any relationship, no matter how long you've been together, probably.
Right.
So there's no like bad, you know, stories coming out, just probably that they were growing apart or grew apart.
They jumped the gun a little too quick.
Yes. So we wish her well. We like her. We're fans.
You sound like Sean Robinson on the tell-alls, the 90s.
I do.
We wish them the best.
We wish them the best. Me trying not to have people be like, shut up, Desi, you bitch. You're such a hater. But I did predict it. So this was a story that was going around. And honestly, it's our heartwarming story of the week. A baby hedgehog was rescued by a well-meaning woman, but it turns out that the hedgehog was actually just a pom-pom.
What?
Wait. A fur pom-pom from the top of a knit hat.
This was our big story of the week?
No, it's our heartwarming story of the week.
I didn't see this.
You didn't see this? So this happened in Cheshire, England.
Okay. This sounds like an English story.
It's very English. On Thursday, a woman brought in a baby hedgehog to the Lower Moss Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital in Cheshire, England, only to be told it wasn't an animal in need, but actually a beanie hat pom-pom. The caring woman had picked up the hedgehog from the side of the road.
Stop calling it a hedgehog.
Well, that's what it says in the article of People magazine. Hedgehog is in quotes. After she noticed it hadn't moved or pooped all night. Sorry.
Has she seen a hedgehog before?
From a distance, you take it at face value. She didn't handle it at all. She scooped it up in a box with some cat food and left it alone in a warm, dark place. She did everything so well. She barely peeked at it because she didn't want to stress it out.
Okay, now this is seeming like I'm believing her more because she knew what to do,
yes.
How to take care of it.
Now, she's an older woman. She is in her 60s or 70s with well-meaning intentions. She said she knew immediately when presented with the box containing the hedgehog what it actually was. This is the person who from the hospital. It was pretty obvious to us, but I could also see how she was mistaken. She said, "You're joking. Oh, my goodness. How did I do that?" So she is a real sweetheart. So I'm going to show you the hedgehog with the cat food. I'm sorry. This is what she brought into the hospital.
Honestly,
it is one of those furry.
Honestly, I could see how she would make the mistake. I forgive her.
It is. It's one of those fake fur kind of, but realistic fake fur.
I was
beanie toppers.
I was picturing like a white yarn.
Oh no! Like this is more natural looking.
Oh, I was picturing like a 70s white yarn,
right?
Beanie topper, pom pom. No, this looks like a faux fur.
It's like a faux fur, but like a dark with like the little white tips, kind of.
They do eat cat food.
Hedgehogs?
Yeah, we fed ours kibble.
Oh right, you had one. I'm so jealous.
They're great pets.
Yeah, that does look like a hedgehog. I like how they show us what a real hedgehog looks like too. I mean, I can see it doesn't have a face, her pom-pom. That's probably the main difference.
But they hide in balls. They roll up into a ball.
And she obviously is a very kind animal lover who was trying to help a baby hedgehog. Who wouldn't? So this story happened last week, and I guess we didn't cover it. This took place in Australia, one of our favorite story locations. Mm-hmm. They always popping off over in Australia. At least 230 people fell ill after disease spread by feces hits music festival.
Jesus, does he?
Well, we haven't had a shit story in a while. And you know it got it when they spell it F-A-E-C-E-S.
I don't like that.
Don't it like sounds that. Like fairy shit.
Yeah, I don't like when
feces.
I don't like when it's spelled with the A.
For some reason, first. It's filthier. So this happened.
Where's this from?
It's from Victoria, Australia, metro.com, UK. Metro.co.uk.
Okay.
So this happened at a musical festival in mid-March. Shigella broke out. Shigella.
Wait,
that's what the disease is called? Shigella? Shigella is a bowel infection. Now, this must have been a fun music festival because one of the main ways you get this is mouth to ass.
Wait. Who was playing?
I don't. It's the Esoteric Festival. So 230 people got this.
They need to make t-shirts that say, I got Shigella at the ass to mouth concert in Victoria.
Yeah, they should change the name to the ass to mouth. Now, obviously you get diarrhea with this. You don't want to have diarrhea at a musical festival. You're in a fucking porta potty.
That's disgusting.
And then the person has to come after you and they'll see that pile on top.
Desi, too far.
You know what I'm talking about. You can't look down.
I have never done that in a porta potty before.
Diarrhea'd?
No, Desi, and I'm not responsible.
I would, that would be like an emergency situation if I had Shigella or something. Like that's a pee in and out situation for me.
Quickly as possible.
Yeah, I'm not spending
Get
time.
Get out of there.
I am not spending time. One thing I would like to say, they should give you a little clean area to put your stuff before you go into a porta potty.
Yes.
Because it's like, that's how you drop your phone in a shithole. Like, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, how do you hold things if you don't have, you don't even want to put your purse anywhere in a porta potty.
I don't want anything to touch anything.
No, you have to have someone at least holding your stuff outside. But sometimes you don't have a person with you.
And like, it's devastating.
It's like you don't know what to do. And you're like, I'm going to drop something down the shithole.
I don't even want the air of the porta potty touching my purse.
I try to hold my breath as long as possible.
I do too.
And when I do breathe in, it's like.
Well, I don't even want to breathe through my mouth.
I put my hand over it to try to filter. I don't want Shigella popping off in my mouth. So yeah, that's pretty sucks for them. I don't know what the Esoteric Festival is. It looks like something like hippie. Like it's like kind of psychedelic looking. I don't see any artist names, but here's like the venue.
Oh,
it's like, kind of tie-dye and like colorful like shit happening. Is that trees? Look at those trees everywhere. Is that trees?
How many people were doing ass to mouth? To get this, to spread this far and wide.
I mean, I guess there's other ways, like probably on your hands or something, which is gross too. But I like the idea. They're all like eating ass.
That's what Molly. I just imagine. They're all like,
they're all on some drug where they're like horny.
Yeah.
And they're like, come here. Because that's so popular now. Everyone's got to eat ass.
Yeah.
You got to be cool. These people seem pretty cool. They were busted for having sex in front of a Popeyes.
Who?
Well, this is from The Smoking Gun. This happened March 18th. A couple were arrested Saturday afternoon for having sex on the sidewalk in front of Popeyes in plain view of passing motorists. This was in Florida. Now, responding to a report of lewd behavior, a sheriff's deputy located two suspects trysting on a patch of grass across from the Vero Beach restaurant. So this is like that little piece of grass in front of a restaurant, and then there's like the road.
Yeah.
According to the arrest reports, the cop spotted Arnold Mackey, 70.
Whoa.
And his girl was 44.
Whoa.
He's like, he must be good.
Wait, can we see a picture of them?
Yeah.
I need to know what they look like. Wow.
It's definitely a little odd couple.
Yeah, because she's a lot younger than
him. She's much younger. She looks mad. He looks happy.
Let me see.
He's trying to be proud.
I think he's trying to... He's like, very stoic.
She's like, again, I got busted again.
This looks like it wasn't her first rodeo.
No, for sure not. Now, the report was that they saw this guy making a thrusting motion while on top of April. And this began at 2 p.m.
That's 2 when p.m.
they saw this guy adjusting his shorts. So this is full on daylight. Now, when the cop arrived, Mackey was obviously very flustered. He was trying to pull his shorts up, which let his penis fall out and exposed to incoming traffic. I like that the traffic's coming in and they see this guy's dick hanging
like
out.
Like they're going into the
They're Popeyes. Like, oh, like these people are all offended. It's like, it could be them another day. It's like Florida.
Did they get food first?
I don't know.
Were they customers?
Now, April was like, I didn't do anything wrong. She was fighting back. She called the cops some names. She was throwing other obscenities around when they were trying to restrain her. She smelled like alcohol. And then they put her on the ground, escorted her to the ground. Police found four empty bottles of vodka and an unopened bottle of rum.
Where?
So she was planning, I guess they had it in a little bag nearby. So she was mixing alcohol, or soon to be. You don't do that.
And it sounds like on an empty stomach. Yeah. They didn't find any Popeyes nearby.
Now, the motorist who called 911, who spotted the duo, said he had to do a double take because he couldn't believe what he was seeing.
He's like, let me see that again.
He took copious notes. He said the female had her legs spread open and the male was inserting his fingers inside of her in full view of traffic. I don't think they noticed. They were in their own world at this point.
Yeah.
They weren't like, here you guys go. Here's a show.
He's like doing foreplay.
I mean, you know what? You don't normally get foreplay in a public drunken fuck. So I kind of admire him. Now, after he read his rights, he's definitely more apologetic than April was.
Well, he's older.
He said it was not his intention to expose himself. He said that he had asked April to go somewhere besides the side of the road, but she refused. And he's like, yeah, I recognize we were in plain view of passing motorists. And he said that he would love to apologize to the judge. So I like this guy. He's like, let's just go straight. I'm apologizing. He is taking ownership of his mistake.
Yes.
Accountability. We all love to see it. Unfortunately, they were arrested, though, for exposure and sexual misdemeanors.
You can't do that. You can't be fucking outside of a Popeyes at 2 p.m.
Here's the Popeyes, and that's the grass. That's the grassy knoll. The other most infamous grassy knoll.
I mean, that is right by the road.
It's
on the road.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
You get a full show if you're passing by.
Yeah. No. I mean, I buy that he didn't mean to expose himself. Because he's pulling his...
They look where they fucked.
I know, but he's trying to pull his pants up. His dick didn't go in.
It's 2 p.m.
Yeah, he can't... He tried to get April. It's fucking April.
You're blaming April? She
couldn't go behind a bush. She's like, no, let's just do it right here. She couldn't wait. That is all of our stories, actually. Okay. We'll be right back after the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've had a really stressful year with work and family stuff, and I know I'm not alone when I say I tend to push that stress down in order to get what I need done, and that only makes things worse. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. In the past, therapy has helped me navigate many situations, from helping me to set boundaries to just becoming the best version of myself. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I love that it's entirely online, so it's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HCS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HCS.
I'm the queen of starting a free trial offer and forgetting to cancel it, oftentimes being charged for months for something I'm not even using. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. It's definitely saved me money, and now I can use that money to waste on things I do want. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene. That's rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene.
Desi, did you watch The Three Body Problem yet?
I did start it, but I haven't. I need to finish it.
So cool. It's really interesting. Yeah. I really enjoyed the show because I love sci-fi. It's by the same showrunners as Game of Thrones.
I saw that.
Yeah.
D.B. Weiss.
The D.B. Weiss and the other guy.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
God, I'm sorry.
No, he's married to Amanda Peet.
Oh my God.
I know that. That's, you know, all I know.
Yes. Good for Amanda Peet.
Yeah. She's like, I got a show creator. I'm set.
Good for her.
Yeah. No, I'm going to watch it. I've just been in a, you know, when you have the brain where you're just like, I can't focus right now. I can't focus and do this show justice. I need to watch fucking Sister Wives and like whatever.
So can I ask you where you are in Sister Wives right now?
I'm on season two.
Okay.
But I don't, you can talk about it.
Oh, I will. Yeah. I'm just saying where I'm at season six now. I just started.
Holy shit.
Look, there's not that many episodes in a season.
No, and but you're like watching a lot then.
I know. I'm kind of like, it's.
Because I'm like, that still takes time.
This is part of my segue to say that that's like really the only thing I'm watching right now. It's last night, Brendan was like, what are we watching? And I was like, well, I'm watching Sister Wives. And he watched like 15 minutes of it with me, and he was like, so basically all that's happened in this episode is this guy got a haircut, he said he was worried he was balding, and then he was like, let's cook some steaks. I'm like, you don't understand. It's like,
yeah,
yes, the seriously dramatic stuff hasn't happened yet, but it's like more a vibe, and the characters, it's a character piece. This is a character piece.
Well, part of the reason I haven't had all my time watching Sister Wives Sorry. It's because I got into some really juicy season of Summer House.
Yeah.
So it finally got good for me, like the past few seasons. So I am watching a lot of that show, as probably as many as you're watching of Sister Wives, because it's also like 12 episodes a season.
Yeah.
Which you can kind of go through pretty fast when you just watch a lot of them in a row. So I last night I was like, should I watch Sister Wives? And I was like, no, I gotta, because this season's really good on Summer House.
Okay, we'll finish that and get back to Sister Wives.
I know.
Because I feel like the cracks are really starting to show with the wives.
And okay, good.
It's only season 6. I know it doesn't like really start popping off till like season 10 or something, I've heard. But I will say that like one of my favorite recent plot points has been one of the sister wives is like got into jewelry designing, and she has zero background in jewelry designing, but she wanted to make sister wives themed jewelry.
What?
And she started this business that's like all five of them, and it's called My Sister Wives Closet. And not all everyone is like super excited about it, but everyone has to be, it has to be like a team effort.
Ugh.
And it's Robin.
Yeah.
Robin's the one, and it's all targeted around like, it's all like sister wives theme. So it's like S's and W's and like sterling silver dragonflies with like a crown that has like four jewels.
Who would wear that?
Exactly. That's the problem, is the marketing.
But who wants an S and W?
Well,
do you know what I mean? Like,
she's like, it could also mean strong women.
Oh God.
And so they weren't like selling anything. They had like barely any sales after they launched their site. So they recently went to an expo for women business owners. And they had to go to Utah to this expo where, specifically to the town of St. George, which is where Warren Jeffs and his FLDS cult lived.
Yeah.
And so basically they were explaining how like that's everyone in that town's concept of sister wives, is this super overtly horrific, abusive. I mean, Warren Jeffs is in prison for child rape.
Yeah.
And like other horrible things.
Right.
So, also sister wives has been like outlawed in the Mormon church for over 100 years. Like that's not a thing anymore. So no. It's like generally frowned upon by most people, especially in this town where they're traumatized by these horrible news stories about Warren Jeffs, and rightly so. It's awful. So they're like, we're taking a big gamble going to this
expo.
Oh
my God, this is disrespectful.
And promoting our sister wives merch. And they sold like 3 things there, and they were shocked, especially Robin was shocked. And it's like, yeah, because first of all, the only people who are going to buy stuff from your store are going to be like fans of the show. And even then, all the products are like $100 or more. So it's like fans will buy a mug.
Or just make jewelry that's basic, that has no like connection to polygamy.
Because how
do you know what I mean?
Like, right, because how many people, what is your market? That's super small. How many plural marriage fans are in this country?
Right. And even if you like the show, you're not going to wear a necklace that says Sister Wives.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I would. But it's like a joke. I'm not going to spend $100.
But that's like what I'm saying, that they need to just make like cheap merch that psychotic fans of the show like us would buy.
Or just do cute, basic bitch Etsy jewelry. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but even,
and sell it, could have a good price point, because you do have this audience that will probably buy it if it's cute.
Right. Like, but it's like they want this like expensive quality. They're like, it's sterling silver. So it's really nice jewelry.
Ugh,
and
it's so tragic. One of my favorite thing about reality shows in general is I'm obsessed with their businesses they try to start to capitalize.
Oh my God, me too.
Like they're all so, like some of them are like, you can see why they take off. And then some of them you're like, what are you thinking?
Well, because they don't know. It's like when they make it too niche.
Well, they don't have a true concept too. It's just
concept.
Like, what are you passionate about?
Like, you know who excelled, regardless of what you think of her or her company, but like Skinny Girl Margarita. Now that's something you can see a lot of people being like, I want a skinny girl margarita.
Right. Even if you're not like a dieter, sometimes it's like, I don't like sweet drinks. So I would like a margarita that's less sugary or whatever. Like it's going to have a market.
You need something that has crossover appeal. That's not just for fans of the show.
No, she did a, I mean, obviously she's like super rich because of that more than anything else. Like she totally took her platform and made it work for her business.
Right.
And she got all the other housewives on board too. Well, you'll watch a show and they'll order a skinny margarita.
Right.
Like on the show. Like
right, right. But that's someone who knew like how to create a product that had broad appeal. This sister wives themed jewelry, where like the banner on the website is all five of them standing together in their frumpy clothes.
The problem with them trying to start something is like, unlike the Real Housewives, they're not aspirational. No right. one wants to look like them or be them. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
You know, it's not like I love her style.
No.
I'm going to wear a dragonfly sister wives, you know, bandana or something, whatever, jewelry. It's just like, they're not aspirational.
They're like, not aspirational. It makes sense that housewives could have successful spin-off brands or businesses.
Yes, especially like, oh, everyone loved my pajamas. I'm going to go into business with that person and mass market them. Like that makes
right,
sense.
Right.
No one wants that life. And they're not known for their style at all. They're actually known for their bad style.
Oh my God. It's so,
so it's like, you don't trust that. It's like,
yeah, no, I'm obsessed with their style. Not in a good way though.
Because it's aggressively bad.
It's aggressively bad.
This isn't just someone who's like, oh, I just went into Pottery Barn and bought everything. So it's kind of boring, but nice stuff.
And it has nothing to do with their with modest dressing, because there are modest women who dress modestly, whether it's for religious reasons or otherwise, who have style and look beautiful.
No, they're, yeah. I mean, their style in general, I'm at home and everything.
Oh, well,
is
their
bad.
Home style is really bad.
No, but their clothing is just like, it's like, whatever. I mean, a lot of women dress that way, but it's not like something you want to buy necessarily. It's something you can go buy at Target yourself. Like it's, you know what I mean? It's like they're not inspiring in that way.
Right. Where you need to get like the accessories.
No, it's like, oh, where'd you get that tank top? You know, Walmart or right. whatever, Kohl's. Like, it's just like, not like, anything special.
Yeah.
But it is aggressively. Some of them, like that picture you showed me, like that just, sometimes that just doesn't even make sense to me what they're wearing. Cause it doesn't even look comfortable. Like comfortable, I can give a lot of, you, that will carry a lot of weight with me.
Me
like
too.
It's not fashionable, but I can see why you're wearing it. Cause it looks comfy. Some of the things they wear look uncomfortable.
It's not good. It's yeah. not great.
And this is like, also like 10 plus years ago.
Yeah, we're
these
like,
episodes you're in.
We're like in 2012.
So it's like, that's like before they were even, like, I mean, you'd have to think it's gotten better.
No, it hasn't. Because I've seen recent pictures of them.
Yeah.
And they still like all, I mean, they just look older. Well, Cody has had some hair changes.
Yeah, and I can kind of respect that they haven't gone like full Darcy. Do you know what I mean? Like they haven't gone that whole route where they're like TV star now or something.
Yeah. They still have the same vibes.
Yeah. That's who they are.
That's who they are.
But yeah.
I'm riveted by it. I can't stop watching.
Yeah.
Even though there are episodes where like literally nothing happens, or we have to like, we spend 20 minutes watching Mary bitch about how she needs a wet bar in her house.
I think once you get comfy with the characters, though, you'll just watch their lives.
Yes.
It's kind of like, you know, we watched the Ashley Simpson show, and it's like that truly had nothing happen. Like this stuff, it's like at least it's their domestic life happening, and there is some stuff boiling under.
There's stuff boiling under, and the stakes are a lot higher on Sister Wives than the stakes were ever for Ashley Simpson, who
yes.
just had this free ride.
You're also kind of, I think, with this type of show, waiting Because it's like, there's no way this is going to work. So you're kind of like anticipating, even though we know things have happened because it's been on for so long. I think even if I was watching it when it aired, I'd be like, something's going to go down.
There's like, definitely subtle, like I said, the cracks are starting to show. Resentments are building between sisters and even with Cody. I'm on the edge of my seat, even though it's like, if you had just, like, Brendan watched, like, one episode, he was like, what? Nothing's happening.
Yeah, it is definitely, it took me a while to get past the first season.
Well, that's, like, really boring.
Yeah, I kind of, at some point, I was like, I just need to let it roll and catch some things while I'm, like, sweeping or whatever.
Yeah.
The other show I kind of regretfully like is The Valley. This is the new spinoff of Vanderpump that's very regrettably good. I hate it. I'm so mad.
What's the premise?
The premise is we have some characters from Vanderpump, Jax and Kristen. They were like original cast members, are now in the Valley because they're have a family or wanting a family.
So they live in the Valley.
So they live in the Valley. I mean, this whole concept is like, is this what America thinks of LA? Like people have families and move to the Valley. That's not exactly how it works.
No.
Many people do move there. It's slightly more affordable sometimes. But it's just this funny concept that like West Hollywood is the concrete jungle and then the valley is the suburbs. But it's like, no, there's neighborhoods and families in the regular LA area.
In the city area.
Unfortunately, the thing is, I cannot stand Jax. I think he's like a bad person, but he's a really compelling TV narcissist. And I enjoy watching narcissists. What can I say?
Yeah.
They're fascinating to me. And he makes good reality TV because he does not give a shit. And he'll say anything and start shit. And like, it doesn't faze him.
Yeah.
So that's interesting to kind of watch. And then there's some other couples that were not on anything. They're just like moms, whatever. They also have kids and they're friends with Jax and Brittany, his wife. So it's pretty good. Drama is already happening 2 episodes in. That's my other show I'm watching.
And then obviously we're both watching a lot of stuff for Patreon.
Yes.
So
I'm excited to get back because I haven't watched. We need to get on episodes two of Rock of Love, and we'll have those next week sometime. But yeah, I'm excited. I want to watch the boys too, the top 12 boys.
So we're currently covering season 1 of Rock of Love on Patreon. I saw the first episode I had ever seen in my life this past week. It was even trashier than it had been described to me, more than I had imagined. I was just like stunned at the caliber of people on this show. Unbelievable. And then we are recapping season 5 of American Idol on Patreon as well, which is obviously something Desi and I had both seen when it aired.
Yeah.
We just recapped the top 12 girls. So this week we're going to talk about the top 12 boys. And I have a feeling it's going to be some goofy shit.
Oh, yeah. Because I had forgotten. I looked up the list of the top 12 boys recently because I had forgotten. I knew some of them, but like I forgot all the sort of lower level players.
Right.
Like, well, we saw Kevin Covias.
I lost it when I remembered his name.
But like also Bucky Covington.
Yes. Stop.
Just like I was like, oh, God,
I can't wait.
Or Ace Young. That was the other Ace one. Young. I was like, oh, my God, this is a stacked season.
I can't wait. So we're doing that on Patreon. We'll have a link in the show notes if you want to subscribe and listen to those. We will also throw up another Law and Order recap before the month ends. And we just did our Quiet on Set.
Yeah.
Recap. Or discussion. We did a discussion about that.
Yes.
On Patreon. That's already up.
That's up now.
I don't think I have anything else to report on TV wise. I've been really busy.
Me too.
And so I can't really like sit. Like Three Body Problem was honestly like the only like serious TV show.
Yeah, I'm definitely just in a phase where I'm like, I don't want to think too hard.
And I have like a huge main episode coming up this next week.
Right.
That is like all hands on deck. I've only written 400 words of the first episode.
Oh, no.
It's just intimidating. It's a tall order.
Yeah.
I'll get it done.
Yeah.
I'll get part one done.
It'll happen. It always does.
Somehow it happens.
I do know that feeling though, where you're like, ugh. Or you write a lot and you're like, oh, you check the word count. And you're like, shit.
Yes.
And you're like, but when I fill it in a bit more, it's more like 1,000 words.
No, it's just a tall order. It's an episode I've wanted to do for a long, long, long time. So I have that added pressure. Is there anything else you want to talk about that you watched or
I don't
read?
Have anything. I did get a book. It's not that exciting because it's a Watergate book.
Watergate.
I'm going to try a book on tape again. Well, because I like Watergate books. They're really interesting to me. And this is a newer one.
Oh.
So I thought maybe a nonfiction book would be kind of closer to a podcast.
Yes.
So maybe it will be a good transition piece to get me to do book on tapes. I want to start walking, doing long walks. So I figure if I can get something like that, it'll be good.
That's what I did today. I went on a long walk and I listened to my book on tape.
Yeah.
My audiobook.
So, yes, food. Should we go to food?
Oh, I went to dinner with friend of the pod, Christy Lukasiak.
Oh, right.
Earlier in the week, we went to Marate in Los Feliz, which is like Mexican food.
Marate.
I'd never been there before. It's a very big restaurant.
I don't know it. Where is it?
It's like a lot of indoor plants.
Oh.
It's on Vermont.
Oh.
It's like a lot of twinkling lights and indoor plants. Mm. It's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something they had on the menu that I texted Christy. I was like, we need to get this. Like,
what was it?
It was a skillet jalapeno cheddar cornbread.
Ooh, yum.
If I see something that's like prepared in a skillet, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Like if it's served to me in a skillet,
yes.
I want it.
Yeah. And cornbread is so good.
And especially if it's jalapeno cheddar cornbread.
Yeah. So you like the restaurant?
It was good. They didn't have the pork thing I wanted, but they did have pork belly tacos. Like they were out of the pork. So I kind of want to go back and like get it next time. But they recommended the pork belly tacos and I thought they were really good. I could have eaten like way more of them. We just had like one each.
Oh, yeah, that's small.
We got other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But still. Sometimes tacos is like, come on, give me three.
I can't just do. But you know what? Like this place is like, it's like a sit down. It's like kind of bougie. So the tacos is like one per order. It's like a small appetizer kind of thing.
Right. Not an entree.
It's not an entree. Mm. But I don't care if it's an appetizer. I'll eat three tacos.
But that's an appetizer.
It was cool. I think that was like the most exciting thing I ate this week. We're going to eat some exciting stuff later in the week.
Yeah, I've been researching hot cross buns, so maybe I'll make some.
Got to get on it.
I can make them and we could record Law and Order.
Okay.
And eat them.
Let's do it.
I've looked up a ton of recipes now, and I've also seen a bunch of bakeries that have some.
Clark Street.
And then I found this new bakery by me that has them too. This bakery looks good. They're kind of a pop-up, but I found this fresh pasta place by me. That's all they sell. It's like
hot cross buns.
No, it's a pasta store. So all they do is make homemade pasta and you can buy it. Like you go to their bakery case and it's piles of bucatini, fettuccine, like in the little cute round, you know, they swirl them. And you buy what you want. They also make homemade shells, lasagna, etc. They have a pop-up on Sunday with a bakery bringing hot cross buns. This cake that looked like carrot cake, but it was pistachio cake.
Ooh.
Pistachio olive oil cake with a cream cheese frosting.
Will you bring that to me on Sunday? I'm dead serious.
I was like, that cake looks good. Like, So I have to go check this place out.
Will you bring that on Sunday?
Maybe. I want to try to get there because I don't know if it's going to like sell out or what. But
take one for the team. Get up at 6 a.m. and get a bunch of shit.
I know. It looked... So it's like that's all they sell is like Italian stuff, like food and like gourmet homemade pasta. They had like you could buy like trays of stuffed shells.
I love stuffed shells.
I mean, it looked I was like, how am I just finding this place?
What's it called?
I don't have the name right now. If you want to vamp for a second.
It's been a long time since I had a stuffed shell. I can't tell you the last time I had one, probably 1998. I literally can't.
Oh, really?
Can't where am I getting stuffed shells from in Los Angeles?
But where did you have it when you got it before?
I don't know. Someplace in the 90s.
Is it kind of, I guess it is kind of like a
it just feels very old school. You just don't see it that often. It feels like also someone's mom or grandma made it too.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it's like a real home cooking.
Because I think it's like, if you make you got to make the filling. It's kind of like a lasagna where it's like an all day thing for certain people. Do you know what I mean? Okay. It's called Farazzani's Pasta and Market. So you might've seen their pastas and stuff around town. They also have, they make homemade dry ones too, mm-hmm. called Semolina is the brand. And I think that they sell it at Milk Farm, which is where I found this place because she was kind of pimping them out. Like she was like, you have to go here. And I was like, okay, you don't have to tell me twice. This is what's like, you go to the case and
gorgeous.
It's like full of these huge pastas. So the Pave's Bakery, that's the place
the
that's the pop-up. I'm trying to show you their, okay, these are their rolls.
Those look good.
So they have like orange glaze, and then I want to show you the freaking cake. It looks so good. Where's that fucking cake? Anyway, it basically looks like a carrot cake to me, but I guess it's a pistachio olive oil cake. I'm just like into this bakery. Everything looks really good. So yeah, I'm gonna try to pop over tomorrow and see what's up. Like, when do I have to get there?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So sometimes just like on Sunday.
It's like how early do I have to get here and get those fucking hot cross buns? You know, like, while everyone's at church.
You got to go when everyone's
just like
at
show
church.
Up when they're all fucking he's risen. And I'm like, I'm here.
And you're not even in your Easter pastels. You're in your
signature fucking black. Rolling out in my fucking pajamas. Pistachio Meyer lemon sables. Those sound good.
What's a sable?
I think it's like a buttery cookie, like a French.
Like a Madeleine.
Yeah. Ooh, these have, the hot crust buns have golden raisins and candied kumquat.
That sounds perfect.
Oh, these look good. They got that flour crust that you like.
It sounds great. Bring them over.
Okay.
I'm going to be expecting these, and if they don't arrive at my house on Sunday, I'll be devastated.
We need to get them. I would prefer to buy them because I don't, you know. No, I don't want to make them. That could be difficult.
You know what the problem is with making them is I'll eat 24 hot cross buns.
Right. Oh, here's the baked shells. This is them making the trays.
Ooh.
They didn't put the top sauce on them.
Okay, so do you want to hear about what I'm going to eat next week?
Sure.
I'm going to Giants Dodger game.
Oh, right.
At Dodger Stadium with my brother and Brendan. So one of our listeners sent us or in the Discord like a video, an Instagram reel of the new food items at Dodger Stadium. And they're like, you need to report back. And so I send it to the group chat. My brother was like, oh my God, I was just about to send this to you.
Ooh.
One of them was like a Korean fried chicken bucket with a pound of French fries. It's like a pound of French fries. It says a pound of French fries. The other thing that they're offering at Dodger Stadium, which personally I'm not going to order at a baseball game, but it is a dish that I love, is takoyaki.
Oh.
So it's like octopus fritters. It's Japanese. And then the other thing was a chicken tender sandwich.
Yeah.
Which that you got me right there. If it has chicken tenders in it, I'm ordering it.
That's my go-to safe food item. I'm like, it's always going to be pretty good. A chicken tender.
It's hard to fuck up.
Yeah.
It's really hard to fuck up.
You can get bad ones, but they're still kind of edible.
But I've had good ones at Dodger Stadium. The problem is going to a baseball game is it's so big and you don't want to miss the game and the lines are so long and I'm such a piggy and I'm so hungry when I get there that I don't like to waste a lot of time hunting down food. It's difficult.
That's why I said we got to go in a game we don't give a shit about.
Right.
And we can just go for food. Buy the cheapest ticket and just roam around.
Right. Because it also depends where you're sitting. Because like the lower you get, the more variety you have.
Right. But if you don't care about the game, all you got is time.
Yeah.
So you can walk, get your steps in.
I'm obviously going to care a lot about this game.
Yeah.
Next week. So I'm going to, I don't know what seats my brother got. They'll probably be pretty good knowing him. But that all depends. That depends what kind of food options you have. So I'll keep you guys posted.
You need to investigate in advance what's going to be near where you're sitting.
I need to know.
Yeah. If there's things you can go early and get too. I don't know.
Well.
I don't know. They also make sandwiches at this Italian place. Look at this homemade porchetta they made.
Yum.
Looks so good.
I guess that's it.
Yeah. Bye. We'll talk to you soon. Right?
Yeah, we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.